Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and hello, Neil. Hello. Today, what are we talking about? I think we're going to get a little bit into geographical karma.
Yeah.
And also, especially, you know, pertaining to all these natural disasters that have been seemingly on the upsurge lately. And, of course, taking calls for on-air readings. We do have a caller in the queue. We're going to get to you in just a moment, caller. But want to invite everybody listening to join us on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook and Twitter. You can find our accounts linked under the Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Call in number 914-338-0164. Please do press 1 if you want to speak with us. And the number to call for further conversation, 562-596-7818. Let's bring on 940, and then we'll get into our discussion. Hi.
Hi. My name is Tammy. I'm calling from Texas.
Tammy, did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
And is that, do you want to spell that for us so we have it right?
T-A-M-M-Y.
Okay, just the regular Tammy. You know, sometimes
yes.
People have variations. You never know.
I'm fascinated by your topic, so I do want to stay on and listen to your topic. But I had a quick question about hearing from a TV network that I'm expecting to hear from any day now. Do you think there's a time, can you get a feel if there's a timeline when I hear from them?
Well, let's do a couple things first, Tammy. You're calling from
okay.
Texas, so we have your location. What is your birth date?
7/20/63.
28, right? Yeah. And I wrote down a 1. 4 and 1. Why did I write that? Okay. All right. And so it's a TV
network, yes.
Network. And what kind of, are you looking to get a job or do a show?
I produced a show. I just wanted it to be distributed and kind of bought by that channel.
Is it a syndicate? It would be syndicated, or is it like a major network or something local?
Major network.
What do you think, Neil?
Well,
she's how old?
Tammy, when I start to feel the vibration of this show, I mean, I'm on the edge of it being a positive result, but I want to ask you about 4 years ago. Just say yes or no. Were you involved in production?
No.
So you weren't involved in production about 4 years ago. Now, what about 2 years ago?
2 years ago, I was working on, you know, making that transition, but.
So this is relatively new. This is relatively new for you.
Yes, going into the film industry is new.
Uh-huh. What I'm getting from this is that I go back about 4 years. First, I go back about 4 years ago. Where were you working then?
In New Mexico.
I see. And have you ever done anything that would suggest gathering information In other words, giving information out to people. Were you ever involved in an information gathering enterprise or job?
As in marketing?
Well, I mean, it could be, as long as you're giving information out to the public.
Not really.
Okay, now
and
this
marketing,
show...
I mean, I've done marketing, that's giving information out to the public.
What, yeah, so what kind of marketing did you do?
Healthcare.
Healthcare marketing. Well, that's giving information to the public,
yes.
For sure.
Yeah, that's
because
in our category. So would this this show, would it be to promote well-being? Is there anything about the show that where people viewing it would enhance their life?
Yes, it's meant to be inspirational.
Yeah. Okay. And are you planning it to be about 30 minutes? I mean, is it a weekly thing, about 30 minutes a show?
It's about 45 minutes.
45 minutes, are there commercials? Or is it like an hour with commercials or 45 minutes with commercials?
And an hour with commercials.
Commercials, so about 45
minutes.
Oh, about
an hour with commercials. And it would be informative. Yeah, you know, I'm getting more of a positive take on this. And there's somebody deep in the background named Mike. Now, I know it's a common name, but I want you to just for a minute, Tammy, have you known any Mikes in your life?
Yes. There's two things about the name Mike. One, my grandchildren call me Mike instead of Grandma.
They call all that.
But
that
there was a guy named Mike that helped me kind of inspire me to go forward on this project.
Oh, hey, Tammy.
Good news.
That's kind of on the positive end of things, that there's going to be confirmation. And, you know, for this project, I'm seeing you're born July 2nd, but I'm also seeing somebody else born in the month of July that's around you. Anybody you're familiar with born in the month of July?
I was born on the 20th.
Yes, but other than you. We have your birthday.
This young lady that's returned back into my life from about 13 years ago. I think she's born in July. I'm not real sure.
And is she aware of this project that you're doing?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I must say that, you know, if 100% you're going to get it and 50% is kind of iffy, I'm feeling like about 60% energy vibration. So it's well beyond 50-50. There seems to be some competition about perhaps three other shows that could take a time slot. Are you aware of any competition at this point?
No, I'm not.
I do
know that this one network is launching new programming in January the 1st.
January?
Yes.
This network, did you say new network or did you say the network is launching new programming?
I've introduced it to a new network, but they have a new channel and that channel is going to be launching new programming on January 1st.
Oh, so like originally when I asked if it was syndicated or if it was a major network or a different network, sounds like there's some kind of sub network that you're dealing with as well, possibly.
Yeah, it's a
network
that
on several channels. Yeah.
I'm basically a positive energy. Are there two other, do you have any partners? Are there two other people to your awareness involved in this?
There's two partners at the top.
I'm sorry, what's she saying?
There's two partners
at the network.
Top. In the network.
At the network, there's two partners up there.
Okay, good. Perfect. And do you have a partner? Is anybody helping you with this?
No, it's just me. I have two sponsors, though, already.
Two sponsors. So that's the two. Yeah. That's the energy of two.
Okay. So it's right now, Tammy, it's on a positive vibe.
And when would the programming you were saying, the new network is planning new programming for January. When would your show potentially start to air?
January.
It would be January.
And now tell, what is the general content of the show?
It's about artists and horses and history.
Oh, wow.
What'd she say?
Artists, horses, and history.
Artists, horses. Are you talking about artists like people who paint?
Yes. Or sculpt or photograph.
So any modality of visual art.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I would say that it's on the edge of being positive. So okay. That's better than a blunt no.
Right.
So, I mean,
is there anything I need to do besides sit around and wait for this project?
You never sit around and wait in life.
Right.
You're always active. So is there anything you can do? Of course, you stay creative. You work. You have a life.
Stay positive.
You don't just sit around and wait and twiddle your thumbs. I know that's not what you meant, but there
right.
might be some.
It just feels like it.
Yeah, but you know.
And keeping your brain in an active, positive vibration for this to occur, rather than getting having doubt come in and
okay.
compromise your
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, I mean, in regards to your sponsors. You might start conversing with them a little bit and seeing how you can expand on the exposure of the show. You might want to do a small lecture in a library or something regarding
okay.
the possibility, the show itself. You know, there's things you can do
right.
that are kind of outside of the circle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So have you thought about those things?
We did. Talk about premieres, doing a premiere in their location around the U.S. because the artists are from everywhere. It's five different states right now. But that would
be. Keep busy and do anything you can to promote it.
Keep the energy of the show alive, so it's feeding that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Channel.
I will say I will say one thing, Tammy.
That's okay.
This is a little bit obscure, but in a past life you were thrown from a horse, and I think you sustained a fatal injury. That's a past life. That's a past life. In this lifetime, any major headache problems? Have you had any migraine history or anything?
No, but I grew up on a working cattle ranch, and I've been thrown from a horse and survived.
Oh, in this
obviously,
lifetime.
In this lifetime. So, yeah.
Yeah, Tammy, you were thrown from the horse in this lifetime because it was repeating what you did in a past life. But because it's this lifetime, you survive it.
Okay.
You were living through it. And so you survived it, but in the past life, it was a fatality.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be interesting. You come back to revisit the whole energy of horses, I believe. And
I did, and it feels comfortable now. And, I haven't been around the ranch life probably 30 years. But doing this series brought me back to that, and it just feels comfortable.
Right. So, okay, so, keep in touch. Listen here, how it works out.
Okay. I have a quick question about this mic guy.
Well, we have to, Tammy, we have to accommodate other callers, so we can't keep going into, the details of the reading. If you would like to call for further conversation, you may do
okay.
so. The mic was a validation. It was a step on the way to a validation that this is going to be potentially successful, if that helps answer
okay.
your question about mic.
Yeah, there may be
okay.
more to it.
You, there might
you know,
be, but we just don't have time
on
the show for it.
On another show, or you could
connect with us
okay.
personally. Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
Thanks.
Good luck. 562-596-7818 is the number to call, and she can call us, as you said, Neil, on another show. Okay. Amy, hi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Hi, I just have a really quick question. I have an opportunity to go to New York City for, I'm going, it's the day before Halloween, and
uh-huh.
It's a women's conference. And
I'm sorry,
it's,
wait, what's it for? Wait, slow down, what's it for?
Okay, let me start all over again. So I have an opportunity to go to a women's conference. It's an empowering conference. It's, the theme is called Know Your Value, and it's going to be the day before Halloween. And I'm wondering if both of you pick up on me picking up some really good networking people that I can connect with. Not just for the one day, but just for, you know, promoting myself and long-lasting terms.
In terms of meeting women at this conference, how many women are attending?
Yeah, like if you see me meeting some really, making some really good connections, long-lasting connections, that is. It's big. It's the like Jane Pauley and Martha Stewart and all these people they're going to be on the panel, and it's all only for women. So.
Only for women, and is it like for businesswoman? How
yes.
did you hear about it? The
I heard it. I'm from Connecticut, and the Mika Brzezinski, who's from MSNBC, she used to work at the local Hartford area local news people, and so the first conference was in Hartford. And so now this is like the third. It's growing so much. She's in New York City anyway. It's in New York City.
Do you have to stay? I mean, Connecticut's pretty close. Do you have to stay overnight in New York?
I am staying overnight because I am visually impaired and I just want to be fresh in the morning.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. So how far
yeah.
is it a trip from Connecticut to New York?
I'm in Northwest, so I'm closer
uh-huh.
to Massachusetts. Than I am New York, but it's 2.5 hours from my doorstep.
Oh, that's not too bad. But it's so,
no.
okay. I mean, I think it's a positive vibe. What do you think, Neil?
I do. There's going to be a woman, you know, the strong letter L, maybe it's Linda
okay.
or Melinda, you know, there's a long, strong L left sounding letter in the name.
Okay.
I'm getting like 300 people. I don't know.
Yes.
Well,
You're right on.
Yes.
She said.
You,
so there's 300 attendees?
You got it right. They already sold 250 tickets. So, yeah, you got that right. Pretty much
yeah.
probably 300.
And then, of course, with the presenters, that's probably a combined, which.
Yeah,
okay,
I was getting about 300. So
that relates
yep.
to her. Also, she's a 30 = 3, which is interesting. So
yeah.
it kind of
oh,
relates
she
to
is.
Your.
I don't have a virtual.
Yeah,
What's
I'm sorry.
Birthday?
It's 12/16/73. So it kind of relates to your karmic and master number. I mean, in terms of the three energy.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, of course, it's going to be productive. It's going to be great. You'll have a wonderful time. I think you will connect with somebody. Look for that letter L. And, you know, just for the sake of the radio show, the 300 participants, more or less, is a confirmation that, you know,
it'll
this
be
is
positive.
Exciting for you.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean, it's...
No, go ahead.
It's just very interesting because, I mean, what prompted me to go, and I'm like, I know I'm changing my frequency as it is. Long story short, there was a contest to get ground transportation and a day of life coaching from Mika Brzezinski and the panel people. And you get hairstyling and all that other good stuff. But that's not even what promoted me. What promoted me, prompted me, that is the fact that the theme, knowing your value. And I feel that it within inside of me, inside of, like, it's so it's so embedded in my DNA now. Like, I feel that. And what an accomplishment that was. So I had to make a pitch for a minute. It's a video of knowing your value. I didn't win, But I wouldn't have done any of this. I just really was very, I didn't,
so
it's not about meeting even somebody famous or whatever. It was about how can I inspire people and how can I become a better speaker for my own, you know, wealth of knowledge and for my own career purposes so I could be around empowering people. And that's what prompted me.
Right. And I'm sure that the producing the video or whatever content you had to produce was also helpful to you, you know, in preparing for this.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, I did 30 takes. I only found out 3 days before the contest.
See?
No, I mean, for me, because I know myself, like, you have to do 60 seconds, right? So 60 seconds equivalent, of course, to a minute. I had 4 minutes. First of all, I had 3 days because I only found out 3 days before. So I, long story short, first day, which was Friday, I wrote everything out. Okay, what am I going to say? So I wrote everything out. Then I practiced day two, Saturday, and that was 30 takes because it was 3 minutes. It was 2 minutes. I was stuck on a minute and a half. It was just too over. So I had to cut down and make
sense
and be to the point.
I don't want to reiterate the obvious, but, you know, 30, of course, 30 takes, your karmic number, and you mentioned the number 3, your master number. So it's you know, you're talking in code.
That's too funny. I didn't even think of that.
No.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So,
oh,
you know,
my goodness.
While we have you on the air here, Amy, just a follow-up,
yes,
because I know you've been talking on the show a lot about love. Has there been anything in that regard?
Can you please answer the ask the question again, please? Sorry.
Yeah, has there anything, because a lot of times when you call, you ask about relationship, has anything come up in that regard? I know you're going to go to some group.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. There have been prospects. It's not the right fit. It's just not the right. I mean, there were actually when I came called you the last time. Yeah, I mean, there were because it was like I haven't had anybody connect with me in this past year. But it's been coming. I know that I'm looking for soul consciousness, a soul partner, a soul who's done the work, a warrior person. You know, I mean, there's so many people who just talk the talk and they're not valuing themselves. They're not enduring and really in love with themselves unconditionally. And
I know
I'm that. You know, people have tried to talk me out of it, being the impaired person. And I'm not listening to anybody else anymore. And that was my detour, if you would. I was just listening to everybody else. Oh, they're right. Maybe I am less than. Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm not as valuable as. But it's a lot of their stuff. It's not my stuff. I know who I am, and that's what. I know I'm on the path of making really wonderful decisions for myself because I'm using discernment now.
Yeah, it's important to keep those standards high. We really, really promote that. And so often people get into relationships and they really don't have a plan or an ideal, and then things don't pan out in a way that's positive. So it's good that you're doing that. Glad that there have been prospects. And anything else you wanted to add before we move on to the next caller, Neil?
No, I mean, I think this is a great opportunity for you, Amy, and this is happening at a good time in your life. So, and to answer your question, it's going to be very productive.
And let us know how it goes.
I will. I'm really excited for this. I wouldn't have even, the mousy mouse lady is now gone. It's time to be out there.
it will be a good experience for you and have a safe trip. And
thank you so much.
Okay. Keep in touch.
I will. Take good care.
Bye. Okay, 845 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. Sorry.
How are you? Good.
Good, Lucy. How are you? What's new? She's 10/16.
What's new? My birthday was last week, last Monday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I wanted to call that show, but then I have my two friends around, my good friends around, and then I say I pass, then I kind of here now. Yeah.
Well, it's late birthday reading, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You're here
today. That's good.
A few
good,
days
yeah.
later. So what is your question today, Lucy?
My question is, I know after I have my birthday, what my birthday year changes or something like that?
You know, how old is she? 55?
Yeah.
And what's her master number?
8.
Yeah, she's an 8. But is it 26 or 35? I didn't add it up.
26.
Oh, yeah. So she's in the middle of a cycle, isn't she?
Well.
Wait.
Yeah, well, she just completed
8.
A whole 26 cycles 3 years ago. But, you know, she's got this repeated 26 thing going on.
Yeah, and her month and day and the year.
What's her question?
Just, are you just wanting a general reading in respect to your birthday, Lucy?
Yes. Like, what is going to change after my birthday? Because you say completed cycle.
Well, you did last year. It was 26. Is that right?
Yeah, 26 equals 8.
Right, but at 52, she had a big change.
Yeah.
It was the doubling of her karma. But she's 3 years. So 3 years prior, you were 26 times 2. So 2 full cycles of your karmic number. But she's not on a multiple right now.
No.
You're not on a multiple. So it's not like, you know, where you start a cycle. You're in the midst of a cycle of 8 right now.
Well, you know, Lissy, what I'm seeing, it's a little bit symbolic, but to start off, the comment would be that you have a new garden. It looks like you're, you know, maybe symbolically you're going to have a new garden, or maybe literally. Do you do anything with flowers and currently? Do you like flowers?
I do a lot of gardening, leaves, cleaning the. I really like to pull out weeds.
Well, you can come over here.
You like to pull out weeds.
Come to our house. So we are constantly.
So you have a home. You have a home with a backyard and everything.
Yes, I do have for now a home with a backyard. Yes.
Okay. Are you planning, you know, for the kind of the winter coming up or fall? Do you have any room where you can do some planting and flowers?
I do. I do have some spaces where I can do planting.
I want you to. Our suggestion is that you start to you get the appropriate flowering for this time of year, and you build a little garden, a little flower garden there. You can also put a small statue there if you want. That's up to you, but. That's what I'm getting. Now, that might be part of the connection you have with the earth in that part of land. Do you own your own home or are you renting?
I own my own home. And then I always say many years I'm thinking to sell it, but I never like take the action to sell it.
Why do you want to sell?
Oh, something different. I could like to move somewhere else, but I say I'm fine here.
Are you in New York?
Yes, I am in New York. Yes, that's the reason. Now you just brought me back to the reason. I live in upstate New York, and then usually it's very cold here.
Uh-huh.
And then the snow, when I had to plow snow, is amazing. It's like,
a pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said that the reason she wants to leave is because she's in upstate New York and it's very cold in the winters. And she, you know, being a single woman, has to do all the plowing of the snow herself.
Oh, wow.
What location would you want to move if you were to move?
That's the part that I never decided. I was loving California.
Right, that's where your son lives.
Yes.
A lot of New Yorkers go to Florida.
Yeah, that's another thing that everybody's, Florida is easier, cheaper, blah, blah, blah.
It is cheaper than California,
well,
for sure.
Lucy, if you're going to be moving, it could be in your 56th year, you know, next year. There's a possibility because that's going to be a multiple of 8.
Right, because so that's coming up. So she's kind of in the process of.
You know, even though winter's coming and it's going to be a harsh winter and all that, I still would suggest you plant that garden just for the fall. I mean, when does the snow start?
Is anything going to bloom in the temperature there?
The snow started in the last, like 5 years ago, we had the snow October 31st. But then I think this time of the year, we can start snow like after Thanksgiving, some kind of sometime middle of December. We never know. Depends all the.
You never know. Are you aware of any kind of flowers you could plant at this time of the year? Are you aware of any kinds? Have you got knowledge?
I can buy those flowers that are temporarily. Like I can the fall flowers. I can buy those. Do my garden. I do have a beautiful space in the back of my deck where I plant. Is still going on. It has hostas, and hostas they are okay with the weather. They come out the next year, and it has some kind of herbs like chives. Chives has beautiful flowers.
Okay, so there's some ideas there. Why don't you do that, Lucy, because I don't know, maybe the energy will change around you, and that's where I would start off, you know.
Yeah, because I'm still waiting. Remember, I was looking for, I posted for the job. They still didn't send me any email or anything. I'm still waiting for that.
Oh, no. Well, maybe you should check in with the people that are hiring in your, because I know it's a move within your company, right? Talk to the people in charge, I would say. You know, maybe a verbal conversation would be better than just waiting, you know, ask what the status is. Give them a call, and then regarding the move in a year perhaps, so keep that on the back burner as well.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay, Lucy, happy birthday.
Waiting for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a day.
Okay,
bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye. Yeah, I remember Lucy was telling us she loved the heat. It was like 3 or 4 shows ago, and she said she loves hot weather. She'd love it here next week because it's going to be like in the hundreds here. It's unbelievable in October that we're having this weather. Not happy, but that's another topic. 302. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, who's this, please?
Yes, my name is Shayna.
Shayna? Is that S-H-A-I-N-A?
I spell it S-H-A-N-E-A.
N-E-A, okay. All right. Hi, Shayna.
Hi.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay, Pennsylvania. Can you speak up because we're having a little bit of a problem with the sound.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Hello?
That's better.
That's better.
Okay.
Okay, Shayna. Go ahead with your question.
Birthday.
Oh, yeah, your birthday.
My birthday is October 10th, 1984.
Okay.
Okay. My question is, do you see me, my finances getting better and possibly moving to a new location, getting my own place?
Finances getting better and getting your own place. And you are, 17, she's 33 years old.
Yeah.
33, and you just had a birthday, too. Happy birthday.
Finance.
1984 plus 22. So in 2006. I wasn't sure if I was adding that right. She had a change in 2006. What happened in 2006, Shayna?
2006, I gave birth to my son.
You gave birth to your son?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I don't mean to imply anything, and maybe it's off the topic, but did you go through a divorce?
No, I actually got married in 2007.
Got married in 2007. And actually, what month?
May 1st.
May. So, you know, that would actually be still within a 9-month window of her birthday.
But, and you're still
birthday.
Married?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Were your parents divorced?
Yeah, me and my husband, we are separated right now.
Yeah, that's.
I can't hear you.
So you and your husband are separated right now.
Yeah.
So that's the divorce.
That's
the split. So that you may not be legally divorced, but there's a separation.
But there's a
separation. That's what Neil was picking up on.
Because I said the word divorce, but we could assume that maybe it involves the separation. Is that due to just differences between the two of you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I think you're going to have a increase in finances in about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's note number one. Are you working part-time?
No, I have a disability right now.
What's your disability?
Mental health.
I'm sorry?
Depression and anxiety.
Mental health?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever worked?
Yeah.
What kind of work did you do?
I worked with the elderly. I did graduate with a degree back in 2013 in general studies.
In what? In what kind of study?
General studies.
General studies.
Oh, general
education.
What kind of work were you doing? I didn't hear that.
I graduated with a degree in general studies in 2013.
Well, in terms of what's going to happen is I ultimately see you getting a part-time job. So that's going to bring in a little bit of financing. What kind of, have you worked ever? Have you ever been employed?
I have. I worked as a CNA.
At the what?
It's so hard to hear. At the what?
I worked as a CNA.
Oh, as a CNA.
Oh.
As a CNA,
CNA.
So in the health field.
Yeah. Well, okay. So what's going to happen? You know, you're going through a rough time right now. But what's going to happen is that, maybe in about 4 months, right after the beginning of the year, I see you getting some work and your finances improve. And ultimately you getting your own place. Now, you know, the difficulty in your relationship, that's part of the karma of your month and day.
Well, not only that, the karmic number is a 22. Isn't she 22-4?
She's a 24-6.
Do you see me and my husband getting back together?
24-6, you're right. What did I do?
Well, you know, okay. It's possible, but I'm seeing a therapist getting involved, a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And have you gone through any kind of therapy with him?
No, I'm doing therapy right now for myself, though.
Oh, okay. Is this a woman?
It's a man.
Oh, well, that's fine. But is this therapist encouraging at this point you to get back with him?
He encourages it. Like he'll say, like, you know, do you have high hopes to believe in God that you and your marriage will work out? And I say yes. It will eventually work out. And I tell him yes.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting maybe a female therapist?
Well,
might be
for some reason I'm seeing a female therapist that gets involved and maybe them getting back together again.
So maybe how do you feel about the therapist that you're currently working with, Shayna?
I feel okay. He might be mixing the energy up with my daughter. Does she is a female therapist? I have a daughter.
Oh.
She's 16.
You have a daughter that's a female therapist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. You know, there's some hope. There's something here that suggests that you just might get back. He's not happy. I mean, he's miserable.
What's his birthday, by the way, real quick?
November 11th, November 11th, 1982.
Okay. So that's
24, same number.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Do you sense, I mean, if I say that he's unhappy, from your point of view, could you validate that? Do you think he's unhappy about the separation?
I don't know. He confuses me. He seems like he says he doesn't want us to get back together, but then his actions is like, what he does is like he wants us to get back together.
So it's confusing. You're getting confusing messages from him?
Yes.
Yeah. I think, you know, I'm not getting a very good sense of balance with him. So there's something that's very troubling in his soul. And the fact that you have children, again, you know, it's just a troubling situation. I think he's wrestling with an individual dilemma within himself.
Yeah, what I was going to ask, is there any specific problem he's experiencing on his own?
Yeah, he's not where he wants to be at. He's not where he wants to be in life right now at the age that he is. I know he's frustrated with his situation in life.
In terms of career or finances?
Career and finances, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anywhere in your family background, were there any? Did anybody ever work in the fire department?
I wrote down smoking. That's so weird.
Not that I know of.
Huh. I don't know why I'm seeing fire department around. Did you guys ever have a fire in your background? House fire?
No.
Anything with smoke? Know. Any smoking or smoke?
Not as of now, not that I know of.
Is someone in the past?
Years ago, I think probably a little bit after I was born, my dad had a fire at his house.
Okay.
I heard about that.
Oh, you did hear about that. Okay,
yeah.
Your husband... Are his parents divorced?
No, they're together.
They're together. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't know. We're trying to get something rapid over the radio, but the idea here is that he just may be coming back. I think he's wrestling with something, and so that's why you're getting the mixed messages. That validates that part of it. So what's going to be needed is a therapist. I think there seems to be some intervention there that's going to be very important.
So maybe a different therapist.
It could be, yeah. I mean, the female therapist could be with your daughter. Is your daughter 16, 17? How old is your daughter?
She's 16.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's having some problems, too, with the... She's going through her own emotional crisis at that age and everything?
Yes.
Did she ever get hurt by a boyfriend? Did anybody leave her and she got hurt by that?
Me and her dad's separation. You know what? It was a death that took place a couple months ago. Her cousin killed herself.
Oh, yeah, you know, it gets more complicated, but
yeah,
we're picking up that this is a situation that can't be just handled over the radio, but we're getting enough validations and whatnot to suggest that the family really needs some good counseling, therapy, guidance. You're going to one that's good. Your daughter is. I think your husband may be returning. I don't want to say that, you know, directly that's what's going to happen, but there may be an indication that he may be coming back. So don't give up on that.
Okay.
Okay, Shayna. Well, we wish you luck. And you can always connect with us off the air or back on the air. We're on Wednesdays and Fridays. But hopefully for a preliminary read, that was, you know, a little bit helpful to you.
Yes, it was. Wednesdays and Fridays at around this same time.
We're on the air at 9 a.m. Pacific. And you're on the East Coast. Or you can call 562-596-7818. That's the number to call off there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 203. And we have a private caller. If the private caller would unmask their number, call back and unblock your number, please. Hi, Pat.
Hi. How are you, too?
Good, thank you. 712, right? 712.
Yeah. 53.
How's it going?
It's the same. I've got a commission for an oil painting that's going to take months. So there isn't any money, you know, right now. I didn't know whether to ask if any money's coming through or the burning question of when will I find my life mate.
Oh, what happened with the guy you were corresponding with?
You know, I just finally text him. He's going on and on and on. And I text him this morning, and he said he didn't want to be too pushy. And I said, I don't want to be rude, but too pushy, not at all. I invited you out for coffee, you know, 3 weeks ago. And I said, I think we're just, you know, in different places. So he texts immediately back, wanting to take me to a restaurant somewhere. I think we're just in different worlds.
Really? Well, it doesn't hurt to try. I would say go on the date maybe.
You know, you asked him for coffee and he came back and wants to take you to a restaurant. That's a pretty good deal.
I would take him up on free meal.
he's going on and on for 3 weeks about it.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're right. I mean, for him to wait 3 weeks to go have a cup of coffee is kind of ridiculous.
Silly, but.
And I don't know if he's a game player or not, but it wouldn't hurt. You know, it's not going to hurt to give him a try at dinner and just see how it goes.
Okay.
You know, I would. If you don't like it, then you don't like it.
Yeah, and make sure it's safe. Meet in a public place. I would meet him at the restaurant. Don't let him pick you up. I mean, since it's a first date and you're getting to know him, and, you know, leave separately. But I don't think there's any harm in
it. No. And if he, if he turns out to be, if you're interested and he turns out to have this irregular kind of pattern that where he doesn't connect and you can't get a hold of him, then, you know, then you can drop them, but at least you'll know. At least you give yourself a try.
You know what? Everyone keeps telling me that. On our phone conversation, I was bored to tears. Just bored to tears.
Well,
I don't know. You know, give them, well, yes, we're just suggesting a dinner. But if you don't like him, you know, if he doesn't strike you with any particular sense of attraction, then you don't forget about them. Don't, you know, go on, move on to somebody else.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to, and I'd really like, you know, someone that really I can respond to show up in my life. Do you see a love coming in soon? I really want, you know, a permanent thing, a lifelong.
And money.
Money
too.
Yes. I do see that. I see that, but I can tell from the way this guy is coming into your world and he's sort of like not really what you want. You may be working through something. So, you know, I think that to answer your question, as you get yourself more together in terms of I know you've been commissioned to an oil painting, you know, things are changing right now in your life.
Yeah,
maybe by if you wait, I would say by May of 2018, if everything goes well and you're evolving and feeling better about yourself, I could see a romance coming.
Okay. One more quick question. There's no money coming in right now. Do you see anything coming in? Any cleaning, dog walking,
Are you doing like the dog walking or the dog sitting or the caretaking, anything?
I'm doing some dog walking. I had one woman that I cleaned once a month and she's got money problems. So she's sort of dropped me, but not communicating with me. It's very frustrating. She's a friend. I've reached out 5 times. I'm hoping she'll pick me up this month, but I hear nothing. That's
is
all
there
I have
any,
right now.
Is there any, so you're cleaning for somebody, is there any agency or company you could work for to make some cash in terms of, like,
no.
If you're doing house cleaning? I imagine that there are, you
it
know.
It gets too complicated declaring it with me on disability. It gets so, it creates
oh.
so
Oh, so you're trying
panic.
To, yeah.
Under the
yeah.
table. It really creates panic.
Well, you know, I don't, it's not like I'm sitting here saying that you're going to get a job. What we'll do, we'll put out energy
I just need a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
To pay the bills right now.
Well, would $120 a week help?
It would be fantastic. It's exactly
okay.
what I need.
Okay. So what will Chris and I will put out energy that something comes along to where you can make $120 in a week.
Thank you.
And we'll make sure that it's consistent. So
oh,
we'll
thank
put
you.
That out. Maybe somebody will come along and just, you know, it will just happen kind of serendipitously. But,
yeah.
But
okay.
But we'll put the energy out because I don't see it happening. So we have to create it.
So, and also, you know, like we've told her in the past, like doing the bulletin boards at coffee shops.
Oh, yeah, I am. Yep.
Yeah.
I started that off again.
Oh, you
yeah,
did?
Thanks.
Well, that's
oh, great. Yeah. I just put up more probably 2 hours ago. So I've
perfect.
Started
yeah.
that up.
So that's,
listen, thank
that's,
you.
That will hopefully help generate some work, and then also if you go on the date, let us know what happens. Okay, Pat.
I'll take your advice. I'll meet him for a dinner. Thank you.
Good idea. And remember the menu because I always like to hear people's food details.
Okay.
Okay. Take
yeah,
care.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye. Yeah, we had another caller a couple of weeks ago, and he was someone who's actually on what was that show? My 600-pound life.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
He was talking about his food obsession. And I was telling him that, actually, I'm pretty fixated on food. You can attest to that. but, okay, luckily I'm not on that show. But, okay, we have another caller, but they need to call back because it's a blocked number. So if you want to call back with an unblocked number, private caller, we've got about 5 minutes left here. So
yeah, we don't have a lot
have
of time.
To do that
we were
quickly.
Talking about the psychic. Geography.
Yeah, and I just, gosh, it's so little time to start, but
well,
we can.
Well, if they call, you know, if they call back, we'll take the call. But you know, when you're talking about the location of something, and you have this psychic energy into it, first of all, you have to kind of feel initially when you go to a place, what kind of emotions come up, because when you have a past life energy going on in a certain location, it is going to be affecting your emotions,
right,
and your thoughts. So that's the first thing that happens, because lo and behold, you may be encountering a past life environment that you and another body in a prior time lived there.
Right. However, if someone is born into a karmic area where they have maybe a negative karma, there may not be a distinct feeling. We have the other caller. There may not be a distinct feeling because the person's used to being there. So it may be something that is more in regard to the whole tone of the life. But let's get into this quick reading. Hi there, 504.
Hi.
Hi.
Since it's 4 minutes left and I know you need to go quick, can I just ask a direct question then?
Sure.
Do you see anything coming up in my love life this year?
Love life. What's your name?
Mary Lou?
Oh, this is Mary Lou?
Yes.
Okay, Mary Lou. You're in Louisiana?
Yes.
Okay, and you're 32.5, I remember. But what's your birth date again, please?
10/22/1962.
10/22/1962. Okay. She's 55. Hey, not yet, but in 2 days, happy birthday. Gosh, the last few shows, we've had so many October people. And nothing
is a 23.5.
A 23.5.
You know, real quickly,
five.
You know, this isn't the person that you're going to be meeting, but have you ever known anybody named Anita in your whole life.
She's not going to be meeting an Anita love interest.
I have a cousin-in-law, Anita.
Cousin-in-law, Anita.
A cousin-in-law, Anita. Okay, so what's going to happen, Mary Lou, is you're probably going to encounter a man from a past life. And in the past life, they were a member of your family in that lifetime. So I think you're going to be encountering an individual you had a past life with, and at that time you were in the family. It was family. It was blood.
Okay.
So there's going to be something kind of familiar, something kind of warm. There'll be an initial attraction, mutual. This person, I don't know, he either in this lifetime, he heard himself playing sports, I don't know, tennis, or he heard himself playing something in sports a while back. And he still has that kind of pain from that accident. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, you know, I was going to say that actually when you turn 55 in a couple of days, Mary Lou, you're going to be 32 years beyond your karmic number of 23, which is actually that karmic number inverted. So this is, you know, also supportive of the fact that something might change in terms of your relationship situation. When's the last time you had a relationship?
I divorced starting in 2007. I think it took to like early 2009 for it to complete.
2009. So you haven't had any other relationship since then?
Nope.
Well,
just
maybe
this person in pain from sports, but nobody else.
What? Say that again.
I said just this person in pain from sports. So would that person be a keeper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was your husband a sports minded?
No.
Yeah. Well, this person they're not so much playing sports now, but they did play sports. And hurt themselves back in that time zone.
My friend was a professional football player, and there's a lot of pain from that.
You have a friend
who played professional football,
but he's not the romantic person.
No, but see, this is another
validation
of this person being a soulmate from a past life.
Right.
So,
my question is, are they in my future love life, or they're just that one's just a friend?
No, that's they're in your future love life. That's what the read is today.
Life.
But when is not clear necessarily. So.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it would be within maybe it would be certainly in 2018.
Within a year.
Yeah. Maybe sooner.
Okay.
But you know, I mean, we're almost done with the year, so. You know, it could be at the first part of 2018, possibly.
You cut out first part of?
First part of 2018.
Maybe. But somewhere in 2018, I see this person.
Well, you did
okay.
Call that. They're in pain. Thank you. I mean, not thanks for the pain, but thanks for seeing that.
Thanks. Okay, we're back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers.